Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Mfoya MP sentenced to 8 months imprisonment for seditious remarks. SADC Truck Drivers Association calls for enhanced vigilance against exploitation. And in global news, Tigray Party says ban threatens Ethiopia peace deal. With the lunchtime news on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has convicted, fined and sentenced Mfoya Member of Parliament Maureen Mavonga to 8 months simple imprisonment on one count of seditious practices while acquitting her on a second charge. Magistrate Trevor Kasanda ruled that remarks attributed to Ms. Mavonga in May of last year during the disappearance of former independent Petauke Central lawmaker Emmanuel J. Banda amounted to seditious practices by encouraging Bemba-speaking and Eastern Province communities to rise against other ethnic groups. In handing judgment, the court stressed the responsibility of lawmakers to exercise caution in public statements, citing lessons drawn from the Rwanda genocide. Ms. Mavonga has also been ordered to pay a fine of 4,000 penalty units, which is equivalent to 1,320 kwacha, or serve 3 months imprisonment in default of payment, in addition to the custodial sentence intended to deter similar offences. The SADC Truck Drivers Association of Zambia is urging enhanced vigilance in conducting inspections to ensure compliance with Statutory Instrument No. 3 of 2025, which governs the industry. In an interview with Phoenix News, Association President Eugene Ndlovu has emphasized that strict enforcement will protect drivers from exploitation and ensure fair pay. Mr. Ndlovu has highlighted the plight of drivers receiving inadequate wages, echoing concerns recently raised by Copperbelt Assistant Labor Commissioner Eunice Mufima, who noted that non-payment of leave, overtime and unfair dismissals are major challenges in the transport sector. He is of the view that to address these issues, transport companies must employ qualified human resource managers who can effectively interpret and implement labor laws, ensuring compliance and fair treatment of drivers.
For us as an association, we've always appealed to Minister of Labour and Social Security to try and up their game. This is a ministry that looks at the welfare of the workers across the country. And we are talking of human capital here. Government thrives on taxes, and these taxes are brought about by the same workers. So now, if we are going to be talking of Zambia being investor friendly, then the same investors, once they come here, they start subjecting our own slave wages and the powers that be just to entertain such scenarios. It's unfortunate.
Girls Gone Political founder Ruth Kangwa has bemoaned the limited politics ahead of the 2026 general elections. Speaking when she featured on Friday's edition of Let the People Talk program, Ms. Kangwa noted that despite progress made over the last decade, there is still a significant gap in youth representation in governance. Ms. Kangwa, a human rights and governance lawyer, observed that young people's efforts to mobilize, speak out, and contest elections have not translated into meaningful influence or decision-making, a situation she attributes to young people's tendency to focus on theories rather than speaking the language of politics. Meanwhile, Ms. Kangwa has also cautioned Zambians against politicizing everything, including development, as the country approaches the polls next year.
That we are 60 years into independence, and we love to compare with our forefathers, right? The giants whose shoulders we stand on, to say that there was more participation of the young people there. We should find a way now to say, how do we close up this gap? and we've made progress, but not power. And I mean, young people are visible. They are mobilizing. They are speaking out now. They're contesting elections. But this presence has not translated into actual influence or decision-making. So youth participation is growing, but the youth representation is not growing.
On the same program, African Initiative for Youth Participation in Politics and Governance consultant John Lunetta said youth have the desire to participate in politics but are hindered by various barriers.
Much as it should be a gradual process, I feel of course it should be a gradual process, but I think talking of years of independence, by now we should have been, but this simply means that I think we've not been given an environment that probably would give us, you know, the an opportunity to maximize our potential in becoming part of the system.
The University Teaching Hospital, UTH, has disclosed that 50% of the 10,000 women who deliver at the hospital each year undergo cesarean sections. According to Dr. Agrippa Lungu, head of clinical services for women and newborns at UTH, common reasons for cesarean sections include fetal distress and patients with previous operations who are at high risk during birth. Dr. Lungu was speaking today when Access Bank handed over a refurbished maternity wing and donated assorted maternity products. He said the handover is symbolic as it comes just after International Mother's Day, highlighting the importance of supporting maternal health as a way to honor mothers' roles in society.
In terms of deliveries for the hospital, we deliver between 20 to 30 babies in a day. And in a year, we have almost close to 10,000 deliveries. These deliveries, the majority are delivered normally, but being a referral hospital, almost half of the patients that are delivered here are via cesarean section because of the complex nature of the cases that we receive at Women and Newborn Hospital.
And Access Bank Zambia Managing Director Lishala Stumbeko says the renovation works that began in March this year have been completed at a cost of 150,000 kwacha, and works included plumbing repairs, electrical maintenance and painting, among other replacements.
We have to look at both sides, ensuring that the mother is well taken care of so that they can pass on that care, you know, to the baby. So the work that we looked at in this ward, we said, look, I think as a bank we've been coming in, we did earlier work, I think 2023, I think coming to about 400,000 kwacha at the time. And we did some repair work. And, you know, maintenance being what it is, we always have to make sure that, you know, from time to time we keep tapping in just to keep, you know, the facilities in a position where, you know, the patients can continue to enjoy them. And of course, the due care that needs to, you know, come through can continue to happen.
In global news, Ethiopia's main opposition party has called for the African Union to mediate with the federal government after the electoral board revoked its legal status as a party. The Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF, said the move to ban it from any political activity was dangerous and posed a serious threat to the 2022 deal that ended 2 years of conflict in the northern Tigray region. The party, which governs Tigray and dominated the entire country for many years, was on Wednesday banned for failing to hold a general assembly. On this and other global news stories, we monitored the BBC.
Turkish officials say peace talks involving Russian and Ukrainian delegations in Istanbul will take place shortly. US and Turkish representatives are also expected to take part in what could be the first direct negotiations between Kyiv and Moscow since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Ukraine says it's lost one of its American-made F-16 fighter jets after an incident on board. It said the incident did not appear to be the result of Russian fire. Dozens of Palestinians are reported to have been killed or are missing as Israel carries out another intense wave of strikes in the north of Gaza. The Israeli government has pledged to launch a major military offensive if there is no new peace deal with Hamas.
You're listening to the Lunchtime News on Phoenix FM. We have business news after the break.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 and Mwanze.
And now the business news.
The business news on Phoenix FM.
Government says it remains committed to nurturing a thriving creative economy that empowers artists, innovators and entrepreneurs while driving sustainable development across Zambia and the broader African region. Speaking last evening during the launch and partner unveiling of the Creative Industries Business Summit, Youth, Sport and Arts Minister Elvis Nkandu said the creative industry extends beyond entertainment, serving as a powerful driver for economic growth, job